He was a real gentleman. During the Civil War, he was quite wealthy. He had this Appaloosa horses, they said. He raised those. And he raised fine stallions and things in Missouri, near Higbee, Missouri. Well, when the war came, well, he and his three sons went to war. Well, the scalawags came through there and got everything in the world they had. My father was 4 years old at that time. So he just had to pull up stakes and leave. Well, he was still a gentleman. And my only recollection of him is he always wore a black broadcloth suit and a white shirt. And my mother would have to iron that shirt for him when he'd stay there. And I can remember he said every time, I suppose he'd get chilly, we just had a fireplace there, we'd go through the door, he'd say, close the door. He said, close the door. That's about all I can remember him saying. We would ask him if he ever killed anybody in the war. Said, well, I had pretty good aim sometime. He never would say.
Just to not talk about that, huh?
Yeah.
When this house was first built, did you have those things put on the edge of the roof to carry off the
water?
Yes,
I had gutters, and since then they've blown off. We've reshingled them.
Boy, they're pretty nice, aren't they?
They would be pretty nice. I still wish we had them laying around here.
Yeah, but they're a lot of work too. Nice if they function, but
They worked all right until they went to blowing off. You know, the wood got rotten and blowing off and hanging, and we finally took them down. Now, these are the same old windows that we had in all these years.
That's good glass.
We very seldom.
I'm looking through an open one there. I know I was looking at glass in a new house over by us, and it was just wavy and wiggly, just great swirls in it.
I got the wrong kind of glass on those pictures. I'm going to get the non-glare kind.
Oh.
I didn't know. I just got the frames already made, you know. I bought them at the photographer's. But my son had made those pictures. And,
nice.
So I'm going to get the non-glare glass and put on them because I don't.
What do you call that part of a roof where you have one piece of the roof off like this and another piece coming in like this? Well, this place
hip
right
roof,
here.
You know.
The place where the water would run.
I know
some of these things may seem kind of funny.
Yeah.
In your outbuildings, you had a big barn there. Did you have other buildings around? You mentioned the chicken house.
We had a cattle shed, but then it was blown away too. Big shed, it was blown away.
Was this closed on four sides or open?
No,
it was
open on the south. The shed was open on the south. And we could not collect any insurance on it because it was open on
Oh, my goodness.
And we thought we were insured.
Yeah, you paid premiums on it.
We thought we did.
But
we didn't.
In your barn, did you have an upstairs in it?
Yes, had a cattle barn. Had stanchions for the cows in this barn. When we milked cows, we had stanchions there so we could feed the cattle. And had flooring in it.
What did you call the upstairs in your barn?
Loft.
And you kept what there?
Hay. We had loose hay. It used to just have loose hay, you know, but of course now they have it baled.
Where'd you keep your corn?
In cribs. We have corn cribs in the barn.
And how about your oats?
Oats.
Things like
we have bins for oats too.
In the barn too?
In the barn.